From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. 50 years ago today, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1968. It's also known as the Fair Housing Act because the law made it a federal crime to deny housing based on a person's race, color, religion, or national origin. Since then, protections for gender, disability, and families with children have been added, but housing advocates say another form of discrimination is still a barrier for many low-income people. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from our desk at YWPR in Baltimore.
12 years ago, Jill Williams had a stroke that left her unable to work. She ended up homeless, living between shelters and her car. Then in 2016, she got a Section 8 housing voucher for veterans. She'd served in the Coast Guard.
After 10 years of homelessness and being on the street, it was a tremendous help.
But when she tried to use the voucher,
traveled to several apartment complexes and constantly heard the word no.
In Baltimore County and much of the country, it's perfectly legal for landlords to turn someone down based on their source of income. Antonia Fasanelli is executive director of the Homeless Persons Representation Project in Baltimore and Williams' lawyer. She says 50 years after the Fair Housing Act,
we see this as essentially one of the last frontiers of ensuring that people have access to fair housing.
Landlords say it's not discrimination. Adam Skolnick is executive director of the Maryland Multi-Housing Association, a trade group.
This is all about the governmental bureaucracy that comes with taking a voucher as opposed to any other issue.
Skolnick says landlords who accept vouchers face inspections and paperwork. The Public Housing Authority determines how much rent they can charge.
I'm a small landlord and I take vouchers. I love the income stream. I'll admit that. And I find it worth dealing with the agony. But that's why, you know, our association thinks it should be somebody's choice.
Fair housing advocates say that choice perpetuates segregation and concentrated poverty. Jill Williams eventually did find a place to live. On the way out to see it, we passed several complexes where she says her voucher wasn't accepted.
So I couldn't live there and couldn't live here. No Section 8.
No Section 8.
She's 59 now. Her gray ponytail pokes out of a woman veteran Coast Guard cap.
And this is my apartment right here on the corner, on the ground level.
Outside, the grounds look neatly kept, but she says she doesn't feel safe going for walks, and it's far from her family.
It was disappointing because I couldn't live where I wanted to live, and I just never thought that I would find income discrimination, as well as at my age having experienced discrimination because of my color.
Williams hopes to move to Annapolis, Maryland's capital, so she can advocate for the homeless. And because there, discrimination based on source of income is prohibited. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.